I'd parked Van Blanc and was still crunching my way across the gravel towards the house when the front door was flung open, revealing Ricky, tall and elegant in a silk dressing gown, one hand thrust into his pocket.
"The breakfast shift's arrived,"
he announced to no one in particular.
"Hello, Princess. Watch these flagstones by the porch here. They might be a bit slippy. Bleeding hell, it's cold."
"Well, get inside then." I tugged the sleeve of his dressing gown as I entered the hall. "You'll freeze in this thin thing."
"Noel Coward wore this, I'll have you know,"
he sniffed as he shut out the cold behind me. "On stage, maybe." I stamped my boots on the doormat and pulled off my gloves and hat. "I bet even Noel Coward had a fleecy one in real life." He cackled with laughter.
"As to that, I couldn't say. Come on in. Maurice is getting busy with the fry-up."
I stuck my head into the kitchen. Maurice threw me a glance, his bald head shining, his gold specs sliding down his nose as he jiggled sizzling pans on the arger.
"Hello, Juno, love."
The fair was not due to start for hours. I'd arrived in time for breakfast because, despite weeks of preparation, there were last-minute things to sort out. On our way through the hall, we passed rails hanging with Victorian...